About our premium subscriptions at Sikkim365.com.
Well, so Baylor wins the national title. We just heard from one of the greatest players in school history, Southwest Conference history, Terry Teagle. We've heard from David Wesley. Those guys combined played over 20 years in the NBA. And, of course, we've heard a lot from the players of this year's team. And then we had Freddie Gillespie on the week before the Final Four. And he's now playing for Toronto. Blake Murphy covers Toronto, not only for The Athletic, but also Raptors Republic. He joins us now on Sikkim 365 Radio. Blake, thanks for your time, Paul, Craig, and David. So I saw you had a great article, lengthy article about the history of Freddie and all of where he's been and how he made it to where he is. What's been the reaction in Toronto from the fans or management and or teammates?
Yeah, it's been cool. You know, I think he's a guy that they had their eye on in the G League bubble. And, you know, we're honestly kind of hoping he slid in the G League draft. But yeah, they're in a position now where until they signed Ken Burch, they really needed some help at the center position. They've obviously had a ton of injuries. So, you know, there's a path to playing time there. And I think Freddie's a guy that kind of fits what they look for in development guys where, you know, he's a good kid. He's a good fit for the culture. And then he's shown so much improvement at every level that if you get him into an NBA system, you know, what might he look like? So I think there's some optimism. I think he's made as good an impression as he could. And if you look at the previous 10-day guys they brought in, like Dante Hall and Henry Ellenson, you know, he's gotten more of a shot. He's gotten to show a lot more. And that's got to be positive for his longer-term outlook.
What do you think the potential is for – do you think they'll keep signing him to 10 days since the season is starting to wind down, or do you think he gets a full contract out of this?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the goal for him. You know, teams are almost always going to do a second 10-day first just because it preserves that little bit of flexibility. You know, the Raptors have been comfortable going with a shorter roster this year, even as they've had COVID outbreaks and injuries. So I'm not sure if they might do that, if they might take a look at someone else. But I think, you know, of the guys they've cycled through, Freddie's made the biggest impression. So, you know, by the end of the year, they're certainly going to give someone one of those, you know, the deal, it's a 2-year deal, but it has no guarantee and it's at the minimum. And you know, we'll bring you into summer camp and bring you into training camp and see how you look kind of deals. I think that's what he's fighting for there. And I think he's probably got the inside track on one.
Blake, he had the, you know, the stat filled debut, what have you. And then, you know, turning back around, Pascal Siakam comes back and his playing time goes a bit down. What do you think the opportunities are for him here over the next few days, you know, as far as minutes and things like that go?
Yeah, it's a weird one because the Raptors they're so banged up right now that, you know, the path to playing time is there. He just kind of might have to play some power forward because they've only got, you know, I think at last update, they only have 11 guys for tonight or 10 guys for tonight, and only one of them's a guard. So they're in a weird, you know, he's played a lot of minutes alongside Ken Burch, and neither one of those guys is really a power forward right now. So, you know, I think he's still going to get minutes. I think it's pretty clear he's ahead of Aron Baynes, at least. And with his 10-day coming up, you know, coming up due on the weekend, they'll probably want to continue to get a look at him. So, you know, it might only be in the kind of 8 to 10 minute range, but and he might have to figure out how to play next to another center. But I think he's shown, you know, enough these last 3 games to keep getting those small minute opportunities.
Well, I know he appreciates it because when we talked to him, he was on the couch, you know, and then got the call like a day later. So that's awesome.
He had just finished up playing for, Memphis Hustle or whoever it was, and was just kind of waiting for a call. So you're saying, though, so he had the 10-day contract, because I don't know how all this works. I know you got a 10-day contract and another one, but you do feel pretty good that he'll be extended for another 10 days?
Yeah, I think so. You know, the Raptors are, like I said, they're so banged up right now that they need bodies. And the only thing that I could see, you know, throwing a wrench in Freddie's chances is if they look and with McCaw done for the season and Lowry and Van Vliet in and out of the lineup, if maybe they want to get a look at a point guard instead of another big. So that's the only thing I think might get in the way there. But they also have a second open roster spot, so they could do both, and it might not even matter. But I think, you know, it's it's rare for a guy on a 10-day to get 39 minutes over three games. They, right. they obviously like what they're seeing from him.
It's funny because I know you did a huge in-depth story for those who maybe don't know enough about him. And we, of course, had him on and we've told the story about Division III and Carlton and all that. But I did, there's a couple of things in here. It's great. It's athletic.com. Again, Blake Murphy covers the Toronto Raptors, covers Toronto. Coach Drew joked that Gillespie struggled to score alone in an empty gym. Bill Peterson, I believe he said that that Gillespie's footwork was so poor, he couldn't skip one jump at first. Well, I'm bad with the jump rope myself. But at the same time, when you started figuring out his story, were you blown away by where he is now?
Yeah, I was. And, you know, I followed the G League pretty closely, and he was a guy that really stood out to me as someone who improved a lot over the course of the bubble and someone who kind of caught my eye. But I didn't realize, like, you know, I knew he had come from Baylor and I knew his role grew over there, but I didn't realize that, you know, you go back to his time at Carleton College and he wasn't even, like, he was a deep bench guy in a Division III school. He wasn't a standout out of these three schools to start. He was riding the bench there and, you know, he only played the 1 year in high school. And I think that's what makes him such a fascinating potential development guy is, you know, he doesn't have a lot of high level basketball experience, especially from the developmental side. And, you know, what does this guy look like if an NBA team gets their hands on him for a year, considering, you know, he improved that much at Carleton and then he improved that much at Baylor and then in the G League, you know, he's clearly got the work ethic and that capacity to learn. So I think, you know, the more I dig into the story, the more I'm intrigued by, hey, you get some NBA player development on this guy. What does he look like 6, 9, 12 months from now?
Well, you could ask him why he spent most of his youth in the school play. And that's what he was doing.
Yeah, and chess club.
Yeah,
he's a great story and a young man that's been fantastic to watch his growth. And he was the guy that when Baylor made this next run, and of course they ended up winning the national title, as you know, but that was the guy that everyone was like, how are they going to replace Freddie Gillespie? Well, they found a way in multiple ways to do that. But that was the one you wondered if they could replace him. They did in ways because they were just so dynamic outside, but some guys inside really did pick up the slack, but that was one of the concerns. Blake, thank you very much, man. We appreciate your time. I know you're on Twitter. I told everybody at The Athletic you cover Toronto. Anywhere else you want to kind of throw out so people know where you are?
No, that's great. I'm Blake Murphy, ODC on Twitter, and then, The Athletic. Check out the Freddie feature because, you know, a lot went into it, and Freddie was so gracious with his time. And it was so fun to, you know, I had trouble getting people off the phone once they got talking about Freddie. So it's nice to see how many people are rooting for him.
Yep, no question. Thank you very much. Blake Murphy with us from The Athletic on Twitter, at Blake Murphy, ODC. And again, The Athletic TO covers Toronto, co-host Columbia HP and Raptors Republic.
Yeah, you know, Pascal Siakam came back, so Freddie's minutes went down. But, you know, like he said, there's something that they like there. You know, you just hope if you're a Freddie fan that they don't go grab a couple guards to try to, you know, fill up the rest of their roster. So it sounds like he's got a chance, and a chance is really all you ask for, right? So he's got that, and we'll see what he does with it. But it was cool to at least see that moment. You know, given when we were talking to him, he just wrapped up the G League. And
that was a week and a half ago.
Yeah, a few nights later, like 2 nights later, he's, you know, playing for the Raptors in the NBA and getting the game ball. It's awesome. And I was going to ask Blake this, but I just felt like we probably need to let him go. It just sounds so Homer. But Freddie's such a good dude. Like, I was going to ask, like, did you just sense, like, what a good dude he really is? Because that's what stands out to me.
Davion Mitchell late last night did make the decision. He's going to enter the NBA draft. He will be a lottery pick. Matthew Meyer is going to put his toes in the water. And who knows, maybe keep him there. But he's doing what a lot of players do, check the waters, get some feedback from the NBA and decide whether or not. But he did say this in his Instagram, I will be declaring for the 2021 NBA draft while maintaining eligibility. There's some today that have declared for the NBA draft, others in college, and I will with the focus on hiring an agent. So then you're done. So Matthew